Please do take your seats. Now, this evening has been designed so there's a minimum of popping up and down and introductions, but I think we do need to say a special welcome to those guests who have been invited to do certain things and to be here to endorse our thanks to Mark and also to prepare Mark and Caroline. Sorry, our thanks to Mark and Caroline and to prepare them for their ministry in the future. So we welcome the Reverend Tom Quinnett, who's here to commission Mark and Caroline for their future service in Guyana. We welcome Reverend Bruce Thompson, our chair of district, who is around somewhere, who I thought was... Where are you, Bruce? He's right at the back. Well, there's humility for you. Welcome. And it's lovely to have you here. And again, so many of you. You're all special, all welcome, and it's a pleasure to see you all here. But we're here mainly to worship God and to give him thanks. So let's do that in prayer. Let's come before him now. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the wonder of this new day. We thank you for the weather outside which lifts our hearts. We thank you for the worship we've already enjoyed which has lifted us to you. And we look forward to this unfolding service of thanksgiving and praise and worship as we lift up your name, as we give you thanks for our friends, our colleagues, Mark and Caroline, all that they have contributed to the life and the ministry of this circuit and beyond. And Father God, we also want to send them on their way with our love and our prayers and our affirmation of our trust in you, that you hold them in the palm of your hand, that you will provide for them, that you will equip them, that you will inspire them for all that they are about to embark upon. And so we pray that your presence will be tangible to each one of us here this evening. May we sense you surrounding us, going before us, inspiring our prayers and our worship, our singing, and our conversations too. And so, mighty God, be known and felt and experienced in every facet, every aspect of this service this evening. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Didn't realize how far back it was, actually. Thank you. Thank you very much for your warm welcome, Andy. That's very kind of you, although I fear I don't deserve any credit for sitting at the back. It's just that you clearly fill the church from the front, which is most unusual. So that was all that was left for us. So thank you very much. Maybe there wasn't, I don't know, but I took where I could possibly be. It's a great joy to be here tonight, isn't it? A real privilege. I'm here as your guest, in a sense. I'm really grateful for the invitation to be here and to celebrate Mark and Caroline's ministry amongst us. I'm here on behalf of the district to make sure they go. Just to sort of express the district's appreciation for the 10 years that they have served God's kingdom here in this part of his world. So a real joy to be with you. I'm also here because Alan Greenwell is celebrating a very special anniversary. And where's Alan? Where's Alan? Alan, you need to come to the front. Now, this is going to be clip-clop as well, isn't it? There we go. A little more smoothly than my entrance, you can see. Alan, how lovely to see you. Come and stand over here, Alan. Yeah, we won't expect you to play the keyboards. Jonty's not going to. he's not going to give up or anything like that. Alan, it's lovely to see you. Alan has been a local preacher, fully accredited local preacher, as we used to say those days, although it wasn't quite around 60 years ago, but it's 60 years since Alan was fully accredited as a local preacher. So when everybody's been celebrating the Diamond Jubilee this year, it's actually been for you, hasn't it? Fancy becoming fully accredited the year that the Queen accedes to the throne. Was it before or after the accession? Can you remember? What time of the year was it? Was it after? So we've got it the right way round.
I still had my exams to do in February.
Did you? You still had exams to do in February. And so you became fully accredited 60 years ago, Alan. Can you actually remember what your first sermon was?
I've still got it.
Yeah! Yeah, he still uses it occasionally. Yeah, yeah. You vary the illustrations, though, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you know what it was?
No.
No? Okay, but you've still got it somewhere. Alan, it's an absolute delight to be here to celebrate your 60th anniversary as a local preacher. We could only hazard a guess at how many people that you've preached the Word of God to over the years, but it runs into many thousands.
Probably.
And I'm absolutely no doubt, even though we grossly underestimate, I think, sometimes ourselves, in humility, we don't just sit at the back out of humility, sometimes it's out of practice, but sometimes we do sort of underestimate the impact we have upon people. And I know there are times when I've gone home, and perhaps you've done the same and thought, what on earth did I do there? You know, I struggled to get that. And then suddenly you get some feedback that this actually meant a very great deal to somebody. And my guess is that many, many, many people will be giving thanks to God for your ministry had they have known that we'd have been celebrating your 60th. We're giving thanks to God for your ministry of local preaching, but there are probably lots and lots of other people who are probably elsewhere in our world, or perhaps those who have gone on to a different life, a fulfilled life in Christ, thanks to your ministry. So there is a certificate here signed by the last year's president, and not this year's president, Mark Wakelin. It obviously is too new in the job to have done it. I think some of you have heard of Mark Wakelin, haven't you? So yeah. So we'll have a word with him for not signing your certificate. But Leo Osborne, last year's president, and Ruth Pickles, last year's vice president, signed this certificate, which says, "With thankfulness to God for dedicated service in the kingdom of God and the Church of Jesus Christ as a local preacher in the Methodist Church." Alan, great. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can I say a word?
No. Okay. You're going to say a word? No. Okay.